Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Laughing.
In three, two, one.
Cock! We're all here. We needed to do that.
We just wanted to say cock in a public place.
Cock in a cock, cock.
Hi.
Tim's here too.
Who are you?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast. This is Tim, the T in Tancast, and I am in a car stuck in traffic on the 101 freeway on the way to see my boys, Andy and Noah. They are in San Francisco right now. Andy's in town for some conference. Noah lives in San Francisco, so we're all going to meet up and record a miniature episode, a mini-ep, as the kids say. So as soon as I can fucking get there through all this goddamn traffic, we'll get there and we will record a little. We're gonna get some dinner for some food trucks, the ones that Noah's been talking about. It's been a while, but he used to talk about them a lot. We're gonna head over to there, and I figured we'd talk about our experience there. But while I'm sitting in this goddamn traffic, I figured I would read a tan laugh to pass the time, you know, because what else am I doing but sitting in this goddamn traffic? You get the idea.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Everybody's got a laughing place, a laughing place to go, go, go. Come on in, give us all a friend, and you'll find yours, I know.
Tan laughs!
So this was a tan laugh sent to just me from Brandon, and it goes a little something like this. What happened when the blonde tried to give her boyfriend a blowjob while he was driving? They both fell off the motorcycle. Good times. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just merge the fuck on in, Dingleberry. Fuck you. Sorry, Brandon. Didn't mean to sully your tan laugh with this douchebag and his fucking Chevrolet 4x4 fuck you mobile. I'm not, to put it in perspective, I'm not even close to where I'm meeting them. Like, I started off maybe a half hour away by how we would normally drive, how long it would normally take to get there. I am maybe, I've been on the road for, shit, almost a half hour. I am 25 minutes now, if it was still normal traffic, on getting there. So I'm going to try, I'm thinking about cutting across to see if I can make better time if I switch freeways. Unfortunately, that means I have to drive through surface streets to get to where I'm going. That made sense, right? Okay. Ah, I fucking got off on the wrong goddamn exit! Ah, I don't want to go! Fuck! So now I gotta flip a bitch. Ugh! Even worse, I'm heading back to my first day job I got. I don't know if we said where it was. I'm not gonna say where it was, but it's for a fairly big company in this area, and I hated it. I think I mentioned that I hated it. I edited that out of the show. Well, I had a supervisor, and she was a bitch. She wasn't actually my direct supervisor. She supervised the people next to me. And one time, after we found out that our job was going away, she fucking cried, and it made me happy, because I hated her. And I was so glad that she was unhappy. Fuck you, bitch. I'm glad you're sad. Yeah, go ahead. Illegal U-turns are fine. Everybody's doing them. Just make a U-turn. Where the fuck else are you going to make a U-turn? Why not right in front of me? Fuck you! I don't know how Doug Benson's car episodes don't end up like this. They ought. Because cars are places where evil happens. Woo! Just missed a line of traffic there. Oh, it's so freaky pulling into my old parking lot to turn around. Ugh! Feel sullied. I wonder if that supervisor... No, she lost her job, too. Fuck you. Anyway, this was supposed to be, like, a really brief part of the episode, but I've been too busy swearing at people to hit stop. So, I am now going to hit stop, try and work on these service streets, and get back to the next freeway, and hopefully get to Andy and Noah, and to fit fucking food sooner. So long for now. Oh, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the nigger person in Tancast.
It's funny because there's a lot of white people here.
It's funny because Noah didn't want to say it. So to soften it, he threw an extra word at the end. Like that somehow made it better. Like, I don't want to say shit, so I said shit bibble. So, what is the name of this place where we are? I mean, I know it's San Francisco.
This is the Soma Food Truck Park. So, Soma stands for South of Market.
And that's why you can't hear us, because I was too lazy to move from our comfortable table away from the music and the food.
The food is delicious.
So delicious. We had peanut butter, banana, marshmallow thing. Tim's making a face. I thought it was good.
It's good until you get about halfway through and you're like, I have had enough. But there's still half of it to go.
I had one and a half.
Fortunately, if Noah's around, he will eat your other half.
Noah will eat your other half?
I will eat your better half. Especially if she has big titties.
So, Andy, I didn't see what you had. What did you have?
I had a Texas beef brisket sandwich from whatever that brown truck
Southern
over there is.
Southern Sandwich Company.
There we go. Oh, and the banana thingy comes from the Voodoo Van.
It's for all the San Francisco people who clearly aren't here because we tagged ourselves on Twitter. You would be here meeting up with us.
You could have met Max. Holy shit.
Friend of the show Max was here, and we decided to wait and pull out the recorder when he left. Fuck Max.
Like, he's gone, and we're like, fuck you, Max.
We like, literally, he's out of my shot. Out comes the recorder.
Yeah. Some of carbon is in his
pocket. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Technical notes.
We're like a polished turd here.
Which is to say, we're all leaning over Tim's iPhone, yelling conspicuously at it.
I wonder what other people must think of us.
I had food. Me and Tim had food from Adam's grub truck. It was delicious.
Yes, that was on recommendation of Noah.
Why are those two brown people and that one honky yelling at that beer?
Fuck you, beer! You made me fuck that fat bitch! She had a unibrow beer!
Three-legged chick with a hump.
You missed it!
She smelled like cabbage.
Oh.
Whoa. Anyway, I'm a twister. When we were over at the waiting for the marshmallow monstrosity, there was a three-legged Dalmatian standing in the distance. And Noah points at it like, look, a three-legged Dalmatian, as though he'd been looking for one. And finally, like, exhaustively, and finally found one.
Tim, like, cracked up. Like,
don't you realize I just won random fucking shit bingo?
I wish I could get the tone of voice, but I was like, fuck, a three-headed Dalmatian. That's three-headed. Now that. No, because he still shouldn't have been looking for one.
So what would happen is, like, I'm like, I was going to go, oh, a Dalmatian, you don't see those a lot. But then it turned out to be three-legged. So I was like, well, I should mention that too.
It's like, new and important information has been revealed.
What was it going to say? Oh, did we finish talking about the food we had? Because mine was a wacky sandwich with all sorts of shit on it.
Yeah, but so Tim had fried chicken, drunken pulled pork, an egg, hickory smoked bacon, slaw on the side, which I ate because he didn't want the slaw.
That slaw tasted like butt hair.
Delicious tangy by
there. No. You said the slaw tasted like slit.
Oh, yeah. That's why we should have just been recording from this moment we sat down. I could have just edited out when Max was talking.
Yeah. Fuck Max.
Just because he was talking about personal shit.
I like you, Max.
Yeah, we do like you, Max.
Max, come back on the show.
I did not recognize Max. Because, like, the picture he sent us for the show notes looks nothing like the dude I was just sitting.
Yeah, he did. He, like, it was like this distorted, like Apple camera, you know,
I
picture.
Was like,
the funny thing is, when he walked up and I was like, hey, this is my friend Max, I was like, oh, holy shit, you do kind of look like that picture.
Even I was staring at him afterwards. I was like, so you're that guy. I don't see it.
The thing is, the black eyes, like, it just seems like weirdly soulless in that picture.
And they're huge.
Yes.
So he looks so young.
Yes.
Not like, that he looks old, but he doesn't look.
No, you mean like a toddler.
Yes.
It's like a
it's very
demon,
baby face.
A demon toddler man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and what did you have for your sandwich?
Oh, I had the pulled pork. So drunken master, which was just pulled pork and some slaw. I think that was about it. It was good.
Mine was called the Double Dragon.
Yeah,
the
Double Dragon was definitely better than the one I had. But and they have something called the Challenge, which you fucking is a shit ton of food for like $25.
None of us had to eat it in
30 minutes.
By yourself, we assume.
We're assuming. We don't know. We didn't check.
You should get a prosthetic made so you can throw things down your invisible neck and make it look like you're finished eating it.
So where would it go? Just like into a bag or something?
Just in a bag around your stomach, and then you can eat it later. Plus, you get a free sandwich. It's a win-win.
That may be tricky.
You know what? You gotta play to win.
I bet that would cost more than $25.
I was gonna say, I'm sure you're gonna spend way more than $25 building your prosthetic neck.
You gotta go around to different food truck challenges and make your money back. Simple math.
They got factor in travel.
Listen, you're gonna go there anyway. I'm sure there's an app for where the food challenges are on your phone. Send a bulletin. Speaking of phones, so I heard that the iPhone 5 jumping all over.
Yeah.
Not going to be compatible with the chargers for...
Yeah, they got some new thing you have to get an adapter for. It costs like $30, $20.
Well, it's going to come with the charger, but like there's an adapter that's like $30.
For your old
stuff. For your old shit. But so if you have old things that plug into it, like an old charging station, or not a charging station, like a TV hookup or... remote control shit.
But then, so how do I sync it to like my iTunes?
Oh, the cable it still comes with will still talk USB at the other end. Yeah, and you can sync to your.
But if you just have anything,
Wi-Fi.
Any other adapters, like for like an iHome or something, I would assume.
Yep. There's a whole bunch of it, like all those pins in there. Like some of them are like audio out, some of them are video out. So like there are like camera adapters where like you can stick a. Like an SD card with a bunch of pictures on it and get it into your phone. There are things where you can like plug it into your phone and plug it into your TV and play your phone to your TV. There's shit like docking stations that like turn it into like a stereo system.
Right.
So like all of those things are going to require either a new adapter, they're going to require either an adapter or a whole new thing.
So why the fuck would they do that?
The new one is, I guess, more mechanically robust. It's smaller, so they can fit more shit on the one side. And it's reversible, so, like, people won't fucking, like, snap them off trying to put them in the wrong way, which is a problem with the current one. It's like whichever way it's going to go in. Also, Apple really loves to have you rebuy a bunch of shit that you already have.
Fuck you, Apple!
But you're not going to get one for a while anyways.
Fuck no. But still, but I'm sure, I feel like, now that I finally have this goddamn iPhone... Like, and I've gotten used to it, and I need it. Like, now all the apps that I have for it, they're going to be like, oh, now it's only available for the iPhone 5. We don't make that shit anymore, bitch.
Oh, no, man. They still support the, the 3GS with apps.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I mean, if you buy one every 2 years, you're always going to be fine. What you run into problems if you try to hold on for your shit for, like, a couple years out, like, you know, probably, like, for 3-4 years, then they start unsupporting shit, like... You know, you're not going to get the new OS anymore. It's not going to support all these features. And
Yeah,
I was planning to hold on to my phone for more than 2 fucking years.
Well,
what the fuck?
Okay, do you have the 4 or the 4S?
The 4S.
It's got a shit ton of capacity in it that's, like, still kind of untapped. So, like, my iPhone 3G was, like, pretty quickly running right up against the limit of what that thing could do. So, like, pretty quickly they were like, hey, we've got this new OS, but you're not going to get this feature, this feature, this feature, this feature, this feature. So, like, the new OS that comes out, I think tomorrow. I think it's on the 19th.
Yeah, 19th.
Yeah. The new one on the iPhone 5, they were talking about this panorama feature where, like, you start to take a picture and just, like, swipe the camera to the side and it'll stitch it all together. Like, it'll just go shutter, 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 and then, like, balance out all the colors and everything and make them all, like, fit. The iPhone 4S.
There's a woman picking up stuff from our table.
The iPhone 4S, and I want to say the iPhone 4 too.
Check out Andy's laptop.
Will also support the panning panorama thingy. So it's like, as long as the phone's got two cores in it, it'll support that.
Okay. Still. Fucking bullshit.
Just don't. Now you know there's a time limit. Don't go buy a bunch of things that don't support both the old dock and the new dock.
Motherfucker.
I agree.
I think it's part of our capitalist society. You got to keep people moving on. I mean, that's why they change the form every fucking time. Just about, it's like, so people can visually see, like, oh, you don't have the new thing that's out? I can visually see you don't have it. What's going on, buddy? Like, you know, I think...
Now, do you know if that's true? Neither of you have one, and I don't either, but like of like Google phones or Androids?
Most of those have standardized on micro USB as the connector.
I just meant like of the, like, is it the same thing? We got to get rid of your phone 2 years later because they've stopped supporting it?
Actually, a lot of times the Google phones, the Android phones, have wound up in a worse situation because the carriers don't want you to update the OS. So, like, the carriers have, like, held back OS updates. So there are a ton of people, like... The Android OS is on, I think, version 4.1 or 4.2, and there are still a shit ton of phones that are, like, on 2.2, 2.3, 2.4.
It's very fragmented.
And fully capable of running version 3, version 4.
But the carriers won't let them.
The carriers are, like, absolutely, like, fuck you. And Apple wouldn't take that. So they
also, part of the problem with Apple is, like, they will say, like, oh, your phone is not powerful enough to run this, and then people will hack the phone to run that feature that they say the phone can't do, and it works fine.
Yeah.
So they kind of do, like, forced obsolescence, like, oh, I mean, and maybe their part of it is, like, they want people to have a good experience, and maybe it won't work as good on that phone, but it still works for...
Well, some of it's also, like, I've been in software dealt with software for long enough that, like, there's only a certain number of things that, like, your QA team will have time to actually check on. So you'll just eventually drop part of your market just so that your QA team is like, okay, you guys have four things to test, not five things, because five things is 25% more.
Yeah, I mean, I test stuff too, and that is, you know, part of it. Like, you know, we don't go back and test every Firefox browser or every
what the fuck?
Internet Explorer
what
browser.
What are you so busy doing? Not listening to podcasts, I know for damn sure.
I'm such a fucking narcissist on the plane out here. I listen to 2.5 Tancasts.
On the drive up here, I listen to Tancasts. I'm like, I'm about to be with these motherfuckers. I'm listening to Tancasts.
Oh, just laughing myself. As soon as the chocolate rape started playing, I'm on the plane laughing my ass off and hoping, because the plane was loud. Like, I was back behind the engines, so I had it cranked all the way the fuck up, and I'm like, I know at least some of the sound is escaping my ears. I hope the dude next to me is not hearing my... So, like, I didn't talk to the guy next to me just so he wouldn't recognize my voice as the thing that also came out of my earbuds.
I've been trying to find the episode where we went, is it rape? Like at a game show? I can't find it.
Any Tancast is a Tancast. I remember it happening. If anybody can find it, let us know.
We played it the next week. I remember that. But I didn't save the jingle separately. And I recently got rid of all the episodes because I saved them for some reason, like the edited versions, in case I want to go back in and do the master George Lucas edition.
Yeah.
Until my laptop was like, hey, fuckhole. Do you need 100 episodes of this show?
How did that come up? Do you remember?
No, that's the problem. And I did a search on the site for rape, and it only gets, like, very Superman rapes and monkey rape and monkey raping the frog or chicken
raping
the
frog. Oh, yeah, oh.
I thought that might have been it. Nay. Anyway, that's why I've been listening to a lot of Tancasts.
Yeah, it's like, oh, so I'm trying to think back. Which episodes are we talking about rape? Well, throw a rock.
We We do seem to come back to rape a lot.
Yep.
We're horrible people.
Oh, did you want to mention the thing that you were...
Oh, I was going to mention that on the full episode.
Oh, okay.
We may make you more in depth.
Tease.
Teaser.
Uh-oh, we just did a teaser.
Oh. Someone's a jerk face.
I'm a jerk face. I'm a role model. That'll be funny next week.
Oh, Tim's a dick. Fuck Tim. Or maybe you're already saying that just because that's how you live your life.
Yes. Just wake up in the morning. Oh, good morning, sun. Good morning, bluebirds. Tim's a dick.
Andy and I are happy because we're not around our kids.
Dick, tickety, dick, dick, dick.
I don't have any kids.
That you know of.
Yes, true.
Although, I've seen a couple that look like you. Strolling around East Palo Alto.
I never fucked anyone from East Palo Alto.
That's where they ended up.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Can you describe the kids? Oh, big lips, big dick. Oh, we know the type. We got a stencil.
I'm John from Stencil.
Hey, there's a woman sitting there all over by herself.
She wants to get... I don't know. I was going to say...
Now she has a friend.
Oh. Threesome.
Oh, here's something we discovered. Tim's a bad wingman. Noah will talk to a girl and I will sit there nodding like an idiot.
Yep, these are things.
Just basically not to expose my missing tooth and push the deal for Noah.
Oh, fuck, you got toothless friend? Fuck it, I'm out.
You hang out with one of the dudes from Hee Haw? Fucking forget it. Great, now she's looking at us and she doesn't know why we're talking to this coconut.
I'm going to stand up, so we'll be talking to my penis.
Noah's petting another dog, not the three-legged Dalmatian. And he was petting it, sort of bending over. I squatted down to pet it. I'm like, it looks like I'm blowing you. I'm standing back up.
69, dudes.
We can pretend like we're having a conversation, like a phone call with somebody. Like, hey, and another thing, Bill.
Hey, Bill, how you doing? Oh, shit, no, she didn't.
How's that dick, Bill?
If we have a listener named Bill, he is super excited right now.
Hey, Jess, how you doing, buddy? Oh, I miss you, too.
Hey, Jesus. Wait, now people think I'm just talking to Jesus.
Hey, Jahiro.
That motherfucker ain't listening.
Hey, Joe from the UK.
That motherfucker ain't listening. Hey, Grace. I know she's listening. What's up, Grace? How you doing, baby? Yeah.
Call me.
Wait, we're on the phone. Oh, we're leaving a message.
Hey, Angel from somewhere that thinks I'm cute. What's up?
From...
I thought it was Angela.
Was it Angela?
I don't remember.
It was A.
No, it was Earl. That's right. We figured it out. It's a dude.
In fairness, he has big boobs.
Yes, he does. Earl's got some bodacious
huge tits.
From which you can get some.
Every time Noah says something fucked up, he looks over to see if she's like,
I know.
Fucked up. Nope, not yet.
I was about to see if I can be a worse wingman than Tim by yelling fresh titty juice in this crowded outdoor restaurant type area.
People are so loud, they wouldn't even hear you.
I think if I yelled titty pretty loud, they'd notice.
All right, maybe. Hey, San Francisco, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's fresh titty juice, and there's probably a salad in one of these trucks.
This is fresh titty juice from a virgin.
How is a virgin producing titty juice?
You want to know.
You're right.
Got to milk them just right.
Ooh. Ooh. A banana's trying to come back.
I gotta
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for 5 minutes.
Delicious coconut booze.
So how many more days is your seminar?
I'm going to be here for 2 more days. Fly out on Friday.
Any more big plans in the evenings?
Tomorrow night, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are playing.
Are you going to sneak in? Cause you rock and roll. I finally get to mock you to your face about this.
I'm close enough to slap you.
Addie's wearing Crocs, by the way.
Big green ones.
Fuck you both.
Oh, where in the world is episode 207?
Is it done?
No.
Oh, okay.
So it's not there.
But it made the trip. It made the trip all the way to San Francisco.
Oh fuck, where is it?
I don't know.
I noticed I pulled out a laptop.
I'm like, it was just I'm like, this is all just to flip us off.
So, if you want to hear episode 207, you have to steal Andy's thumb drive.
Hang on. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? I'm trying to get the thumb drive in
there.
Don't
break my phone before I need to replace it in 2 years.
All right.
Fuck you, Apple. I'm glad Steve Jobs is dead.
And fuck carrots.
Too soon? A little bit. Give myself a headache. Yelling.
Should we wrap this up?
Probably.
All right.
I don't think we're going anywhere. I'm going to yell titties and see if I can get that girl to look at Noah.
Remember, never trust him as a wingman.
Anything you hate this week?
Long flights in coach.
You're doing it. I'm the least creative. Whatever we do, like, it's always like, I'm the TNT guy, and you guys come up with something shitty. Like, everybody has to sign off witty. I'm like, I same thing every week.
You got to keep up, come up with different ways you're doing it. I'm doing it doggy style. I'm doing it, I don't know.
You're doing it like a boss.
Like a boss.
Which means you get your underlings to do it for you.
Yes. And then you take credit. And get paid more.
Oh shit, it wasn't recording. Bye! Kidding.
Damn, we recorded for 20 minutes.
Thanks for listening to Tancast. This is Tim driving back home from San Francisco. Traffic's a lot fucking better now. Oh sure, it's 10 o'clock at night, but whatever. Just want to thank you guys for listening. I hope that episode wasn't too hard to listen to. I know we were recording in the loud, but it was a lot of fun to hang out with those two guys. I miss hanging out with them, so I hope it was as much fun to listen to, or at least a little bit as much fun to listen to as it was for us hanging out with each other. I also want to remind you, I'm going to be doing live stand-up comedy at Rooster Teeth Feathers Comedy Club, October 11th through the 14th, 2012. That's in Sunnyvale, California. I don't know if I said that already, but I said it again. So if you want to see some live stand-up comedy from me, come out to the club and see that. Also, we're still not on iTunes, so if you want to subscribe, you have to take our RSS feed from the website and copy it and paste it into your podcatcher or your iTunes or whatever. Sorry about that. We are working about getting it back on iTunes. But until next week, thank you for listening, and as always,
chocolate rain.
Tancast. So, addition, Noah actually had the balls to go talk to the girl, and then she had a fucking guy with her. So we fucking slapped the shit out of him, and now Noah's raping that bitch.
No.
What?
We did no such thing.
Okay.
Although I did stand up and yell fresh titty juice, and nobody looked.
And I walked back over to Andy, and I started dancing. I was like, Noah's talking to the girl. And Andy's like,
stop it. You're difficult to spit time.
Yes, I am.
I was like, dude, you can't be remotely a bad wingman.
He's even a bad wingman when he's not near me.